You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
All right. Many people talking about the Queen's funeral and lots of different angles. The one fascinating issue is there are world leaders there from all over, and they are there to pay tribute to the Queen, but also backdoor meetings, conversations, and such about what is going on in the world, whether it's the economy, whether it's inflation, whether it's the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This has become a sort of unofficial funeral summit. Let's bring in Dr. Jack Cunningham, program coordinator at the Bill Graham Center for Contemporary International History, Trinity College, and the Monk School at the University of Toronto, and with us now. Jack, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
I am well, Scott. Good to be with you again.
So all of these world leaders in one spot, a lot of people talking about security and keeping them all protected, but what does go on behind the scenes, the cocktail parties, the what have you, the informal gatherings? Does this become an informal summit of sort?
In some ways it does. I mean, some years back, the classic British sitcom Yes, Prime Minister had an episode revolving around something called a working funeral. This is sort of a working funeral. And a lot of what happens will be, what happens at the event will take place in the bilateral meetings that the various leaders will have with one another, the so-called pullasides. And there are at least two things that are likely to be discussed. One is the fact that the situation in Ukraine seems to be entering a new phase. Ukraine has regained a lot of territory. It's put Russia, at least temporarily, on the defensive. And the question goes out, where do we go from here? There's also the fact that many of the world leaders there will have had little or no contact with the new British Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who's just been in office a few days, and they'll want to size her up, see where she may differ from her predecessor, where she may follow the same lines of policy, and get some sense of where the UK is likely to go under her leadership.
So how formal or informal are these? Is there an agenda? Are, you know, we're all going, so who can we meet with? This is all planned ahead of time, or is this more casual?
It can be pretty casual, and often there is no fixed agenda. It's simply a case of responding to events as they break.
So you said, obviously, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and how things have changed there, that's one discussion. Give us an idea of other things that they may discuss and how prominent these issues are.
Well, they may also discuss the situation around China and Taiwan, which is looking increasingly tense. And the fact that Australia and New Zealand are there that they're represented may make it more likely than not that this will be discussed as well as another potential flashpoint in the globe.
So with this changing of the guard after 70 years on the reign, and we all know that this is about democracy as well, but there is some silent influence there. With this changing of the guard, how does this change things in the world moving forward? How does this change the tone moving forward?
Well, the Queen came from a different generation than her successor, and that'll be obvious. He is perhaps by temperament and background a bit more of an individualist and a bit less restrained by instinct than she was. And some years back, the British historian Tristram Hunt had a magazine article that speculated that Charles could be the source of a fair bit of difficulty when he succeeded to the throne because of his tendency to be fairly opinionated and not be as shy as royals traditionally are about voicing his opinions.
So is this, we were talking about this informal summit, is this about leaders talking to each other, or is it more about the leaders talking to each other, or more about getting an ear with the king?
I think it's more about them talking to each other. The British monarchy is of primarily ceremonial importance, if that, to most of those who are gathered. They're gathered there in tribute to an individual. Even those countries that are part of the Commonwealth and have the king as sovereign are not having a direct policy-making role by the king. So there will be relatively little scope, I suspect, for policy heavy discussions on that front. It's going to be more sounding each other out, seeing what this leader thinks about the current world situation, what this leader thinks is likely to develop in this particular global flashpoint, and how we ought to respond.
How will China or Russia react, and Russia react to this, and the world attention this has received, and the fact that all these leaders are together and perhaps chatting informally? How does China and Russia react?
Probably with some degree of suspicion, some degree of skepticism. Neither is likely to welcome the idea that all of their potential rivals are gathering in the same city.
Are we likely to see any change in the world or the world order as a result of this? Like I said, the tone changing?
The tone changes, but again, the monarchy is a ceremonial institution.
Yeah.
Its effect on the policy of even Great Britain is likely to be pretty modest, although the king does constitutionally have the right to consult, to warn, and to advise the prime minister. I suspect Charles will not be shy about doing that, but that is a matter for him and Prime Minister Truss to try to negotiate. I suspect for others it will be of relatively marginal significance.
Dr. Jack Cunningham with us, Program Coordinator, Bill Graham Center for Contemporary International History in Trinity College and the Monk School, all part of University of Toronto, talking about the informal meetings that go on when the leadership gathers at a funeral such as this. Jack, thank you for the time. Be well.
You too, Scott. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.